We're live at EXT with Safi. Safi, you're a local 518 artist, but you live out in Buffalo now.
I was local as of 2008, and then I've been out of the area since then, more or less. I live in Buffalo now. I have a band called Leda, and we're indie folk, indie rock, pop band. So the way that I explain it to people is our music is mostly rock and pop, but our lyrics are folk. So we kind of blend everything into one that we love and came out with the sound of our band.
Why would you say the lyrics are folk lyrics?
Well, so I have a background in writing. So when I write a song, I start with the lyrics first and I start with the words first. And then I kind of see it as like the music is there to fill in the space. So I think a lot of people, when they write a song, they think about the music and they think about the melody more. But for me, I start out with the lyrics. If you listen to the songs in our EP, you'll hear it's like a folk lyric sound if you like actually read the words. But when you listen to the songs, it's more rock.
Now, Safi, do you do most of the writing for the band?
Or? Yeah, so I write all the songs so far. Usually what happens is I'll write the lyrics and I'll write the basic structure of the music, and then everyone else makes it way better. So I'll present the song in a practice. They kind of take it from there. I feel like we, in a way, we all like co-write it, but yeah, the first few steps is usually happening in my notebook or at my keyboard.
We're live at EXT, a local 518 session with Safi, whose band is called Leda. Where would people be able to find you guys online so they could listen to the EP?
And we have a website. It's ledaband.com, LEYDA band.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook.
Could you tell me about the name of the band?
Brian, who plays guitar, and we are the founding members of Leda, more or less. So we started playing together about a year and a half ago. I really had no idea what kind of sound I wanted. He was down to just kind of be the guitarist, and I wasn't even playing piano at that point. I was just singing. I'd write very basic songs on guitar, and then he would make it better. So there was one song called Leda that I wrote. I was trying to use myths in the lyrics of the songs because I was trying to challenge myself. I used the myth of Leda and the swan, which basic story is that Zeus falls in love with Leda, who's the wife of the king of Sparta. He seduces her by disguising himself as a swan and essentially like sleeps with her, and she gets pregnant and gives birth to Helen of Troy and three other kids. Brian and I were like trying to get more people to join our band and like make it a real thing, but we like needed a name to advertise ourselves as. I had no idea what to call ourselves, and like one day he was like, why don't we just call ourselves Leda?
We're live at EXT, local 518. Safi is here. Safi, you said you went to school at Voorheesville?
Yeah, so I went to elementary and middle high school, Voorheesville. I graduated a bit early and I went to Fredonia. Fredonia is a very musical school. There's an incredible music program, an incredible sound recording program. My freshman year, because you're still trying to figure out like what you want to do, and I was like so enthusiastic, I wanted to do everything. And I had studied voice and I had studied clarinet and music in general throughout grade school and high school. So when I came into freshman year, I wanted to keep going with my singing and with everything. It was a whole journey, which is a very long story of how I got from there to now. But long story short, I didn't end up going into music at all. I went into video production and I did Spanish and kind of felt my way around my early to mid-20s, and now I'm here.
Yeah, well, this is great. Well, Safi, let's have you play a couple of songs. What would you like to start off with first?
So this one's called 11-8. I see it having like each verse is a little different, but the first verse is basically talking about how when President Trump was elected, that feeling of feeling so lost and like not sure what you're going to do, but I kind of tie it into the feeling of being in middle and high school and like just feeling like I was floundering a lot, just watching everything kind of fall apart. I mean, you'll hear it in the lyrics, but even when you go to sleep, it's still, you're still like kind of stuck in this, I don't know, this kind of cage, it felt like. There, at the edge again, my country swells in debris. Can't feel a thing. Run me into sleep. Teacher barks in my face, spit in my eye. No handle on anything, got no handle on anything.
it again, but it don't mean a thing. Won't let him come for me. Oh God, I feel I'm sinking again, but it don't mean a thing. No, it don't mean anything.
I'm Safi from Leda. This is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 and 106.1 EXT. So the next one is Joseph. It's off of our EP. And I wrote this song when I was visiting my sister who lived in London at the time. This was a few years ago. It was really kind of just an exercise, a writing exercise. I was like, what if I write a song about traveling and a song that like ties in this feeling of having this long lost love and never being able to kind of come to terms with that. In my head, when I was writing it, it like kind of felt very grand and expansive, but it's very simple the way it is now. Definitely the band makes it like more layered and more developed, but it's pretty straightforward.
I was awake. Sunlight tapping at the door, filling the room with heartache. Love is a piano, and you said you were the keys. Love is a wind sweeping through branches of autumn leaves. I am alive and I am not alone. Get there. Find your picture in my wallet, and I wish you were here. Fame has a funny way of dragging people down. When I hear your voice on the radio, the static makes such an empty sound. I am alive and I am not alone. And darling, you lied when you said I was the last one.
So we're live at EXT with Safi. She just played the song Joseph. Her band is Leyda, L-E-Y-D-A. Safi, thank you so much for stopping by and talking to us today.
Chris.
When did you first start writing songs?
Well, I wrote a lot of really bad songs in like fourth and fifth grade. It's funny, like I never really started sitting down and writing songs until really a few years ago. But even then, like I would write maybe one or two songs a year. I saw it more as something that I didn't take that seriously because I always loved to sing and I always loved to write, but I didn't feel this like drive to play guitar, which was an instrument I knew kind of how to play. And I didn't feel a drive to play clarinet at the time. I didn't play piano. What happened, I guess, was when I was about 24, I said, I really want to have a band in my 20s, just like do it and it would just be something fun. And it's turned out to be something way more fulfilling than anything I've ever done before. So that's pretty cool. Since, I don't know, 2 years ago when I first started trying to put a band together, that's when I started to really write songs. Joseph, which I just played, was originally written on guitar and I never really liked it until I transposed it onto piano about a year and a half ago. I had to go on voice rest for a few months and my voice was really messed up. I was teaching a lot and I could barely even whisper. So I was just trying to start mastering piano because I always wanted to play it and I never just thought I could do that, just sit down and learn it.
You mentioned needing to go on voice rest. What happened there?
So I've had some struggles with my voice since I was 17. I think in the beginning it started out with like improper voice training and then over time, it was okay. Like I started training with a teacher when I started school, my freshman year of college, and she was incredible. She sadly had breast cancer and passed away. So after I was training with her, I kind of just didn't sing for several years. And then I started getting back into music and I got into songwriting. I didn't share it with anyone, like my songs or anything with anyone, except for maybe two friends, and they were very encouraging. I started just really go into singing full speed. I wasn't thinking that, oh, you have to stretch your voice the way you would stretch your legs before, like, you know, training for a marathon. You can't just go do a marathon tomorrow. You have to train for it. And singing's the same way. I've had three periods where I had like nodules on my vocal cords in my life. I've recovered completely from them each time. I'm very strict with myself. And now I know how to approach singing, how to approach, you know, keeping my voice healthy. I have an incredible voice teacher now in Buffalo and been with her studio for about a year and was studying with a different teacher there. Things are going better. But yeah, it was very painful because it was scary. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't talk. I couldn't sing. Like I said, I could whisper. I started working on Joseph during that time because I needed a way to let out this emotion I was feeling. So I started working on Joseph on piano and it was hard because I couldn't sing it. I had to just like remember how the, you know, all the notes in my head was and match them on piano. And yeah, so Joseph was the first full song I wrote on piano, 11/8, the first one I did. That was the first what I called hard song I wrote on piano. I don't know if it's that tricky now, but it was really confusing when I first wrote it. I'm gonna start taking piano lessons though, so I can be a little bit more legitimate.
That's great. Yeah. We're live at EXT Local 518. Safi is here. Again, her band is called Leyda, L-E-Y-D-A. You should look them up online and check out the stuff they have to offer. So, Safi, what would you like to play as the last song?
The last one's Michigan.
From the start. I try to grin and bear them, but inside I'm lying. I'm just a ship they abandoned. I sink when they're not looking. I've left.
This is Safi of Leda. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.